Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
The cattle trade today was stronger, $1 to $1.67 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were 20 to 50 higher. It was nice to see a bounce after the last 3 or 4 days of down move. We did retrace back some of that sell-off. But if you go back to the lows at the beginning of March, which were the low 120s, and now we're in the mid 130s, so still quite a bit off the high for the month of March. There's quite a bit of thinking that as China suspended or lifted the suspension on the Brazilian imports, that the market might ease back lower just to offset some of that rally. But it hadn't happened yet. Today's strength really showed some positive momentum to kind of fight that off. Live cattle were higher as well. We were 20 to 50 higher. We did have some cash trade today. We had about 1,900 head change hands at an average price of $131.17. So that was pretty good. Now, box beef at midday was $219.07 on choice, down 50 cents. Select down $1.25 at $211.77. Choice select spread is $7.30 on 71 loads. Changing hands, but overall this midweek rally here really helped offset some of that negative thinking that started the week so negative.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain trade was pretty quiet today with the lingering USDA prospective plantings and quarterly stocks report at the end of this week. That's at 11 a.m. on Friday. Early estimates in here for wheat, corn, and beans all show quarterly stocks are estimated to be a little bit higher than where we were last year at this time. Wheat stocks are 1.627 billion bushels, where the March 1st of last year number was 1.372, so about 250 million bushels more. Corn, 8.534 billion bushels, last year 7.8. Soybeans, 1.684, where last year is 1.531, so larger across the board. And then the planted acres number, which everybody's expecting big drops in corn and big drops in wheat and increases in soybeans and cotton. Well, that all cotton acres number is expected to be 11.409 million acres. And last year, the final figure was 10.07, so about 1.4 million more acres bigger than last year. For cotton, wheat's going to drop. It looks like the average guess is 46.139 million acres. The final number last year was 50.15, so about a 4 million acre decrease for wheat. So cotton's going up and wheat's going down. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.